It's been some time now that we've heard the news of the protests at Wayne State, the Palestinian protests in Wayne State, and what happened there. And we may need to get a little bit more information about what actually happened to move those protests off the campus grounds. But what's interesting is that Wayne State is going to have a board of governors. Like every university has a board that governs that university. University of Michigan has regents, they call them. MSU has trustees. Wayne State University has board of governors. And one of the board of governors is a gentleman named Dr. Michael Basuito. And he's not just a doctor, like a PhD doctor. He's a real doctor. He's a reconstructive surgeon. And he sits on the board of governors at Wayne State University. So we're here to welcome Michael Basuito.
Rocky, good talking to you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Dr. Basuito, real quick question for you. What's going on with the Board of Governors having a virtual meeting now? Yeah, I guess
we're
gonna
do it. You know, our scheduled meeting is going to be done via Zoom tomorrow. We just thought that for all parties involved, it would be the best way to go under the circumstances.
And what are the circumstances? Why move it to a virtual meeting?
Well, you know, at the last meeting, let me say that we honor the First Amendment of free speech. However, you know, there are time, place, and manner clauses, you know, restrictions involved here. And, you know, school's out for the summer, and we know that there are probably going to be some professional protesters who are going to want to be there. And we just thought it would probably be safest if we just did this virtually. You know, we had the situation where the encampment was set up on campus during the last meeting, and we have two parties here to deal with. Firstly, we have our tuition-paying, law-abiding students. And then on the other hand, we have some professional protesters who are not students, who are breaking the law. And it was my opinion, I'm going to speak personally, not for the board, it's my opinion that we have to prioritize our tuition-paying, law-abiding students over the professional protesters who are breaking the law.
Of course.
And we have to come up with a formula that provides the safest avenue for all parties involved. So we chose to do it virtually tomorrow. Like I said, school's not in session. We'll be back in session in the fall. And we've got an unbelievable police force at Wayne State University, and they guide us, and we find that they always give us great advice.
Yeah, well said. But I guess, has there ever been a research, or do you have the exact numbers of how many of the protesters were outside the university and how many were actually university students?
I do not have that number, but I can tell you that the majority of the arrests were non-students.
We're non-students. How about that?
Correct.
On the property of Wayne State University. That's great.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's move on to some better and brighter news. Tell me a little bit about what's going on at Wayne State University. And I'm reading a lot about the fact that Wayne State University is probably the biggest bang for your buck out of any university. And forward mobility offers the most forward mobility for most people going to Wayne State University here in downtown Detroit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, we are really, really blessed in the state of Michigan in that we have so many fine colleges and universities available where we can send our children and they don't have to be a flight distance away on an airplane. But if you look at the Carnegie Foundation classification of universities, there are what we call the R1 universities. Those are the most intense research. And the metrics they use are your research portfolio dollars and the number of PhD programs you have. And we have three R1 universities in Michigan. And one is the University of Michigan, one is Michigan State University, and the other one is Wayne State University. And they all serve their purposes. And to put it in perspective, we have over 8,200 colleges and universities in the country. Only 146 have an R1 classification, and those are the three: Wayne State, Michigan, and Michigan State. If you look at what sets Wayne State apart from Michigan and Michigan State in terms of the three R1s, number one, we're an urban university, and we find college-age students nowadays want an urban situation, an urban atmosphere in which to live and learn. So we have become very attractive now to college students because they can get a world-class, high-intensity research R1 education at our institution, and they can live in the city, and this is what they want. The other thing is we're number one in the state in social mobility, and which means that we look at the socioeconomic level at which these students start from the standpoint of the families they come from, and we then follow them in a linear fashion and find out where they end up in their careers and how their socioeconomic status has improved. And I'm going to give you some numbers that just blow me away. First of all, if you look at the mean family income for families of students who go to Michigan State University, it's $164,000 a year. If you look at U of M, it's $356,000 a year, which is more than double that for what Michigan State University is. At Wayne State University, the mean family income for our students is $79,000, which it means Michigan State's more than double, and U of M is more than quadruple. So you can see that we draw a different student in a different family. And I like to say that because of that, because we're number one in social mobility, I describe it as Wayne State as being a place where the American dream still lives on, where we have all these first-generation college students, and we're able to provide them a world-class education, and they can drastically improve their lives.
That should be in a commercial for Wayne State University.
You know, we're so proud of that. That's really what sets us apart from Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Basuto, you're also plastic surgeon and reconstructive surgeon, and you know, we've got a few minutes left, so I'm going to touch on that taboo topic that so few people actually get a chance to talk about, and that is weight loss drugs and these fake and fraudulent weight loss drugs that you can buy on the internet. Can you touch a little bit about that, what you know about the Ozempics and the fake Ozempics?
You know, I'm not a weight loss doctor, but I work very closely with weight loss centers and bariatric surgeons who perform the weight loss surgery. And so I'm in touch with this stuff. And these drugs are called semaglutides. And how they work is, first of all, they mimic a gut hormone. And in the brain, they act to make you believe that your belly's full, that you're not hungry. So that's one way you lose weight. And the other way you lose weight is it affects your vagus nerve, which is a nerve that runs along your esophagus, your food pipe. And it causes slowing of the stomach emptying into the bowel by affecting the vagus nerve. So when you eat, the food contents sit in your stomach a lot longer, and you feel full, and you don't eat much.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked this question.
You know, and here's where it's really created a problem from a standpoint of anesthesia, because when you go to sleep for general anesthesia, you can't have anything in your stomach, because otherwise you'll aspirate it and you get pneumonia. But anyway, there's a lot of complications involved with these drugs. There's a lot of fake drugs out there, and I think it's a very dangerous thing to play with. And I would only purchase these drugs from reputable pharmacies or hospitals.
Well said. Thank you, Dr. Michael Basuto, Board of Governors of Wayne State University. You're listening to Focus, and our last set, we're going to have a chance to do a little crosstalk with our very own Chris Renwick, who just surprised me here in the studio.